Hi, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. If you're new to tapping, visit our website to learn the basics of the process. This tapping meditation is for releasing stage fright or the fear of public speaking. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, 75% of Americans feel anxiety around public speaking. That's a lot of people, and it's a fear that spans the globe. In fact, fear of public speaking is the number one phobia. So know, first of all, that you're definitely not alone. Nearly everyone, including people like me who have been speaking on stage for years, experiences at least some stage fright at some point. It's normal, but none of us enjoy feeling that fear and anxiety. It can also interfere with performance, which is why, in this tapping meditation, you'll be releasing those emotions so you can get up there, be yourself, shine your brightest, and enjoy the experience. Remember, today's meditation is meant to serve as a guide, to get you tapping on this topic and give you some general language and ideas on how to tap. As always, if the language doesn't apply to you, you can change it to fit your needs. As you tap, notice any ideas, thoughts, impressions, emotions, or specific memories that you can tap on, either during this meditation or on your own. The more specific you can be with your particular experience, what you're feeling exactly, what happened, what you believe, the better your results are going to be. Let's start by focusing on what you're currently feeling. We'll spend a few minutes doing negative or truth tapping, not to anchor it in, but rather to acknowledge it and let it go. Feeling safe to acknowledge how we feel, to speak the truth about our current experience, is one of the most powerful things you can do. To begin, take a deep breath and envision yourself on stage speaking to a group. Run that movie in your mind. See yourself on stage. And let yourself really feel your anxiety and fear about public speaking. See yourself there. On a scale of 0 to 10, how anxious and afraid do you feel? Write that number down. Seeing that movie. Let's start by taking 3 deep breaths in. Feeling safe and grounded in your body. Feeling present in space and time. We'll start by tapping 3 times on the karate chop point. Karate chop. Even though I have all this anxiety about public speaking, it makes me so incredibly nervous. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I'm so afraid of speaking on stage, I really don't like all those eyes on me. I love myself and accept how I feel. Still on the side of the hand, even though I'm nervous and anxious about public speaking, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Eyebrow. I'm so anxious about speaking on stage. Side of the eye. It makes me so nervous. Under the eye. All this anxiety. Under the nose. All those eyes on me. Under the mouth. It's too much pressure. Collarbone, what if I fail? under the arm. What if I forget everything I'm supposed to say? Top of the head. I don't think I can do this. See yourself on stage. Feel those feelings. Eyebrow. All this anxiety. Side of the eye. I'm so afraid of being on stage. Under the eye. I can feel it in my gut. Under the nose. It's just too much pressure. Under the mouth. I'm so anxious about this. Collarbone. I'm not good at public speaking. Under the arm. I get so nervous. Top of the head. All those eyes on me. It's just too much. Eyebrow. So much anxiety and fear around public speaking. Side of the eye. What if I forget what I'm supposed to say? Under the eye. What if I'm really bad at it? Under the nose. So nervous. Under the mouth. Maybe that's okay. Collarbone. Lots of people are afraid of public speaking. Under the arm. It's okay that I'm afraid of it too. Top of the head. Maybe I'm just putting too much pressure on myself. Eyebrow. Maybe I don't have to be perfect to be a good speaker. Side of the eye. Maybe I can let go of this fear and anxiety and let myself relax. Under the eye. Releasing this fear and anxiety now. Under the nose. Letting it all go now. See yourself on stage. Feel the feelings. Make it real. Under the mouth. I don't have to be perfect to be a great speaker. Collarbone. I can relax and be myself. Under the arm. Releasing this fear and anxiety now. Top of the head, letting myself relax and knowing that everything will be okay. Back to the eyebrow. See yourself on stage or speaking in front of a small group or speaking on the phone, whatever your fear is. See it happening now. Eyebrow. I don't need to put so much pressure on myself. Side of the eye. I can trust that everything will be okay. Under the eye. It's safe to let go of this fear and anxiety around public speaking. Under the nose. Releasing it now. Under the mouth. I can let myself relax. Collarbone, who knows, maybe I could even learn to enjoy it. Under the arm, I don't need to put all this pressure on myself. Top of the head, I can trust that everything will be okay. Eyebrow, see yourself on stage, releasing all that fear and anxiety. Releasing any past memories when you struggled. Any moments, experiences, moments in time when things didn't go the way you wanted them to. Tapping through the points, letting those memories go. Eyebrow, I can do this. Side of the eye, I can relax and be myself on stage. Under the eye, I can let go of all this pressure to be perfect. Under the nose, allowing myself to relax now. Under the mouth, I can just focus on what I'm going to say and who I'm going to be. Collarbone, feeling safe in my body. Under the arm, it's safe to be on stage. Top of the head, it's safe to shine at my brightest. Keep tapping through the points. See yourself on stage. See yourself speaking to that group. See yourself picking up the phone. Speaking in public. Shining bright. Feeling safe in your body. Feeling confident. Giving your gift. You're in front of these people because you have a gift to give. You have a message to share. You're here to educate, to inspire, to make people laugh, to touch their hearts. See yourself shining at your brightest, having fun. What if this could be fun? It's time. It's time to stand up, to shine bright, to change the world. Feeling safe in your body. Feeling strong, powerful, confident. See yourself doing what you need to do, shining bright, releasing all feelings of perfectionism. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be yourself. See the audience, the people around you, your listeners, smiling, nodding their heads, focused intently on all that you have to share. This beautiful relationship, this dialogue. Feel how great that feels in your body. Relaxed, calm, confident. This is the essence of you. All that fear and anxiety, it's time to let it go. The world needs you. When you're ready, take a long, deep, slow breath and check back in with your anxiety and fear of public speaking. On a scale of 0 to 10, where is your anxiety and fear now? What else came up during that process? What other emotions, memories, and ideas? Write down anything else that came up and either continue tapping on it now or commit to addressing it in the future. I'm going to keep the music going for another minute or two. Either sit quietly, envisioning yourself, speaking on stage, sharing your message with your audience, or tap on anything else that came up, anything that's left to release. I look forward to seeing you shine brightly, sharing your message with the world. Until next time, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. Take care and keep tapping.